still believe it's an 85% James.
See, right. So, but hey, if you prepped yourself and you're getting these comments, like,
you
these,
know what to do now.
You're onto
prep
something.
Yourself.
Prep yourself. Prep yourself.
And the more you do it, the more you do it, the more frequently it's every time's an opportunity to experiment. You're going to learn from everything this week.
Absolutely.
You're going to take it to, I can't wait to see what happens next.
Yeah. And, you know, again, and I can't be put off, like, there might be other mistakes made.
Sure. Of course. There will be. There will be.
It is what it is. It's life. Yeah. But you know what? It only takes nailing it at once to get the look that you wanted, which is the one that goes down in history.
It's Just Bodybuilding special edition. It's going to be a bit of a short one because this guy's got places to be.
Things to do.
Remember, like, share, subscribe, comment.
And ring the bell.
IamMutant.com. Get your ice surge. Get your all in. Everyone should get on the gear. You know how this works. James Hollingshead, the epitome of British bodybuilding.
Yes.
It is awesome to get you, man. It is awesome to get you on the show. I was hoping to run into you.
Me
you know
too.
How these expos are. You don't always see everybody, especially when you're in the show. And we're not the type of guys that are going to run around and hound people. And the fact you came by to see us is just so fantastic.
Well, I knew that I was going to keep Sunday free to come and check out all the boys.
Yes.
I'm glad I found you. I said to Yannick, I said, there's a few people I need to go and see. Evan, I need to see Dusty, I need to see Scott, I need to see Ron. And I kind of done my job then. So
nice.
I bumped into Evan already.
That's fantastic.
And now I'm over here catching up with you boys.
You know what? Last night when I saw where you wound up, the first thing I thought of is, oh, we got to get him on the show again. And then I was like, has he been on two times or three times? And I actually went back and looked at all your episodes last night. And the last time you were on, he wore no shirt. Do you remember that?
Yes.
He was shirtless the whole episode. Shirtless. Got a little hair on the chest, the traps up. It got us more views. It was awesome.
Was I in the bath or?
No, you're just sitting there. It was awesome. I was like, I forgot about this. Fantastic.
I think I was on some strong stimulants at the time.
Just hot.
He's like, I just went for groceries with no shirt. I just, you know.
Just keep it going.
Absolutely. So let's get down to business so we can get this out of the way. Everyone was excited to see you. You've got a lot of people that were really, really pulling for you to be at your best and all that stuff. And you come up with a great placing at the Arnold Classic. How do you feel about it this morning?
I feel good. I'll be honest, I'm a bodybuilder, so I didn't really sleep last night because I was thinking about how can I improve.
No kidding.
I
know there's small tweaks that are necessary in order to be even better. You know, I looked at the scorecards this morning. I was like looking at what the judges prefer.
Yeah.
And, you know, just to underline really quickly, they preferred the pre-judge look, which was a fuller, more kind of exploded look, which I thought might be actually a little bit too full, because sometimes that is the case.
Right.
It can wash you out a little bit, make you not look so lean. But the scorecards reflected that was a better look. So I basically just slept last night and I was going through my notebook in my head about what did I do day one versus day two. And how to then take that into the next show, which is going to be the UK Arnold.
We'll be there.
And it's just a preference of probably a bit more fluid, a bit more food. You know,
right.
I pulled the water quite hard for the second day because, you know, we all think if we come in on the second day a little bit sharper, it's an improvement. Sometimes for certain physiques, it's not, because certain physiques display better when they're full because your silhouette's better. So I'm definitely a silhouette guy. When the fullness is there, I can pose a lot better, a lot more confidently.
Right.
Last night for me was just another day in the office thinking about, okay, so how do we improve from here, really? I didn't really celebrate. I had a chicken sandwich because I know I've got work to do for another 2 weeks. Like I say, guys, we're going to be in the UK in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
So, you know, don't get me wrong, I'm going to have a few meals off today and tomorrow because I have to eat anyway. My physique does require quite a lot of food, so I can get away with it. But I'll be back on, you know, the cardio and the training schedule routine and whatnot, lifting as heavy as I can and enjoying it.
You put up that most muscular this morning on Instagram, and it just looks just packed. Like
it really does.
Like, you know when you cram as much rice into a cup as you can?
when they say one cup of rice and you're like taking absolute
piss. Yeah.
You can have one cookie.
Yeah. That's a giant cookie.
Yeah, you go by the one that's got like a diameter of like 16 inches.
And again, we've had this discussion a bunch of times. We're not sure if it's the British bodybuilding, the hardcore training, the just genetics or whatever it is, but that grainy, packed, dense look that you carry and the way you train and the way you inspire other people and then what you bring to the stage. And we're just big fans. We know a lot of our audience is just all about that stuff. And they're really happy for you.
Well, I think, let's be honest, most of us bodybuild not necessarily for the end result of the stage look, but for the feeling in the gym, which is hard work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that hard work only comes from lifting like a savage, like actually pushing yourself to the limits. And what is pushing yourself to the limits really is getting as heavy as you can with movements and moving them as strict as you can.
Yeah.
And that's just an ethos we all live by. And as a byproduct of that, obviously you build a physique. But I think even if the stage was there or not, all of us would do that, because that testing yourselves is actually the reason we live. You know, I've always said this, like, the stage is fun, it's great, and it's really good to help with your career and that, you know, promote yourself and become a face. But even if the stage lights were off and there was no cameras, we'd all be going in the gym every day and trying to lift like that. And that for me is the fun part.
Yeah.
I know I'm not the, you know, I'm not like a Sean Roden, I'm not a Flex Wheeler, I'm never gonna be. But like you guys said, and like a lot of my friends and supporters say, you represent the hard workers. You know, you've got that kind of muscle that is earned.
Yeah.
And I just like earning muscle, you know. I'm the same, you know, my business partner, Jordan Peters, friends of you guys.
Yeah.
He has the same ethos as me. You know, we really push the limits of trying to get strong and have fun and enjoy training.
And it shows, man. Yeah. Your legs this year, like, I'd been watching your pictures all along. Yeah. I was 7 rows back. And just seeing your legs, and then seeing your legs compared to other guys, the guys ahead of you, the guys that placed ahead of you, man, you are not lacking in the leg department at all. Like, your legs are absolutely freaking.
This guy.
And the funny thing is, I don't know if you guys know, but I had an injury this year on my leg.
I didn't know that.
I haven't been able to squat or hack squat or anything for 4 months.
You're kidding me.
So I've been doing very specific training around it, using a TENS machine and everything. Like,
wow.
I've had dots on my leg.
So I did see you with some of the stickies doing some stiff leggeds, I think.
Yeah,
you
man, I've had to literally, like, really.
I would have never known, man.
Listen, it's bodybuilding that you do what you got to do to get the job done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You train upside down,
dude,
if you have to.
I've heard people pulling out of this show because they've got a knee injury, and I was like, sorry. But like, that's pretty, like, Branch Warren tore his quad off the bone 6 months prior to winning his second Arnold Classic.
Yeah.
You want to be a good bodybuilder? Sometimes I hate Seb, you just got to man the fuck up.
Yeah.
I've got a great gym. I've got equipment I can use that can help me at least bring a level of quality. And it could be a blessing in disguise, because it allows me to put some more emphasis on some other body parts that perhaps could do the work.
Right.
So yeah. I was like, okay, Jay, just use that as an opportunity to then improve other areas, be really focal on those things that need improving. And I definitely think on day one of this show, when I was full, the improvements in the upper body were quite apparent in certain areas, which was my objective this year anyway.
Right.
Legs could always be bigger, you know, for sure, but I think I'm at a point in my career where it's more now about the upper body.
I can see that.
Yeah, just because the quads are quite big, so therefore I don't think you can ever have too big an upper body. I always look at, like, Luke Sando's physique. You know, he was a great friend of mine. He was a little bit top heavy.
Right.
But it kind of was the look, like, triangular.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. And he was still young too.
Still
so
young.
So he had a lot of time.
And had a lot of time. So I kind of, he's kind of my inspiration for what the fans like to see and what the judges like to see. Because, you know, he placed third at this show.
He did.
Great condition and just an all-round amazing bodybuilder. So, yeah, I've got my kind of, like, aspirations, and I still feel like there's more that can be achieved. So I just take one show at a time.
I got to tell you, man, you mentioned Luke. And he was the first person I thought of last night.
Same. We
seeing
arrived.
You. He was the first person I thought of. I don't think I could think of anybody that would have been prouder, man.
Yeah, Ben actually messaged me after, and it was really sweet of him. He said that Luke would have loved to see that. So,
yeah.
You know, we arrived here, and I was here in 2020 with Luke when COVID happened.
Yep.
We were here with Aaron Singerman, and we were actually flown over on a private jet, which was quite flashy. we had a great time. But we went to the Kroger store, and the only time I really got emotional this weekend is when we pulled up outside Kroger, because I remember me and Luke going there to buy his, like, groceries.
Yeah.
And it just took me back to a moment where I was like, you know, I might get a bit emotional now, but, like, the realization that he isn't here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, every show I do, to be fair, is kind of like for, there's two people there for, really. They're mostly for Luke and my mother. Like,
right.
They always, like, I have to keep those as my inspirations, because there was a time when I, you know, when my mother passed away, I considered her gone, and then it became hard to understand my reasons for competing, because it's like, she's not here no more to celebrate the wins or the victories or the achievements.
Right.
But then you come to realize, like, yeah, they may not be here in physical form, but they're with you. And like Luke's with me all the time. I got a picture of him on my wall in the gym, massive one.
Yes.
So if I'm doing shit sets and I'm not working hard enough, he's peering down on me like, Jay, lift the fucking weight, you pussy. So, you know, I suppose your inspiration just comes from you, and it's down to you to keep your inspiration, pun intended, alive.
Yeah.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
So
yeah.
I find inspiration in that. And then obviously there's inspiration as well in just in yourself and thinking, you know what, I've gone further than I expected. Let's see how far this can go.
Yeah.
If you ask me, like, mate, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, I was like struggling in pro shows. Then, you know, top threes, and then managed to win a few, and then, you know, Arnold Classic debut, I'm like,
yeah,
fifth is good, yeah, but you know, I went to bed last night, I was like, it's not good enough. But if I take a moment and breathe, it is really good, because if anyone else got fifth at their pro debut at the Arnold,
yeah,
I'd be tapping them on the back saying, well done.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you just got to take a step back sometimes and be like, you know what, it's good.
Hey, it's funny too, because if I sent you a message today on Instagram, or last night, I can't remember, and I typed a big message, I deleted it, and then I typed another one and I deleted it, because part of me didn't quite know what to say to you, because I was so happy for you and so proud of you, and I thought of Luke and all that stuff. But then I also know what it's like for people to congratulate you on something and you're actually not happy. And I thought, do I send this message? He might actually be really upset, and, like, you know, maybe he had third or whatever. Like, maybe he had, like, a placing in his head that was acceptable. And you know what I mean? And I was like, shit, I don't want to send him, like, this big thing he's got to read.
I saw it. I saw
thinks way more than I do. Though,
so I just said, congrats, man. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no. It was, I was happy because for a moment I felt in my physique last night that I faded quite hard. Because I did. I basically just was a bit too dehydrated.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, shit, I've messed it up. So luckily in prejudging, my points were so low that it kept me in a good position. And even though Akim came back really strong,
he was
top four in the evening call-outs.
He looked really good last night.
Really good. And I said to him, mate, don't doubt yourself. I was like, you're fucking fantastic. Like,
yeah.
He wasn't feeling too good yesterday. I said, dude, you've got, like, muscle on muscle. But luckily my points from the prejudging mixed with the finals were still enough that they came out low enough that I placed in fifth and not sixth.
Because
I was like, kid, man, I thought you had it, bro. I was like, and he said, yeah, he said, I messed up prejudging, blah, blah, blah. He's a really good sound guy, I have to say. I really love him. Looking forward to seeing him again in a couple
great
weeks.
Guy. Yeah.
So anyway, I don't even know where I'm going with that, but that's the situation that kind of happened. So of course, there's me thinking, the bodybuilder in me is like, oh shit, I gave up a spot. Because I don't look at what I've done, I look at what I didn't. And I know that I was 24 points in prejudging with John De La Rosa, who placed fourth eventually.
Oh, God.
Oh, so you were tied with him? Oh,
yeah,
I
was tied.
See.
And I was like, shit. So I chose to do something, and it was a detriment to my physique. And I was like, oh, shit. So I'm just a frustrated guy. Like, oh, damn. Because it's only a simple thing. It's like you choose to go left or right.
Yeah.
And I chose to go right because I thought the judges would appreciate a certain change. But again, like I said earlier, your physique is displayed best under certain circumstances.
Right.
And I unfortunately made a bit of a call which knocked me a place. Because fourth at Arnold is better than fifth.
and you can take that in 2 weeks and learn from it. Plus, you'll be closer to home.
Sure. Like, right? You know, my plan now is I just pick up the book that I've wrote everything in, and I just look at what I've done, and I'll try to kind of mirror day one. Obviously, there has to be some adjustment because it isn't what you do on the day, it's what you do on the day before as well.
Right.
You know, it's a cumulative effect.
Yep.
So I could do day one again on day two, and it still wouldn't do the same as day one.
Yeah.
Because obviously you've done things in play.
Yeah,
so
yeah, it stacks up.
Yeah, yeah, so now it's just thinking about what's the middle ground between the two and that, in order to allow for that to be a better look. So
now, tell me about Branch. How long were you training with Branch at Plano? I mean, was it a week or...
So I was really lucky to, obviously I have a great relationship with all the guys over in Dallas. I flew out there on the Saturday. Danica, I don't know where she is, she's over there somewhere, she knows the date. She's
taking care of business.
She books everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, I was there from Saturday the week before, and we stayed till Wednesday. I text Branch, I said, if you fancy getting like a session in, just let me know, dude. He said, hell yeah, like,
you
know,
perfect fit.
That is absolutely his answer.
Yeah. He's like, not missing out.
He's like, what you doing Monday? And I'm like,
that was a good impression.
Yeah,
that was a good impression.
I'm doing chess Monday. Do you want to do some chess? He's like, sure thing. And I didn't even notice his birthday on Monday. One, it was his birthday on Monday. Two, Trish, his wife, was about to give birth.
Oh,
and he
wow.
still wanted to train. Okay, so that's the first thing. The second thing, he invites us over for dinner that night so Trish can cook us steak. She's like this.
Oh my God.
But she doesn't mind either. She's great. Like,
no, she's the same as him with the mentality. She's still working. Yeah.
I just want to say, and I hope Branch hears this, it's a true honor to be accepted into a household where there's a lot of private things going on, where people don't necessarily need to let you in that door. Yeah. They have their own life and things going on. So to feel welcomed in there when we don't have to be, really, really meant a lot to me. You know, he showed me his office, the Arnold Classic trophies. Pick one up. So, yeah, pick one up. See, everyone's different. Anyway, I picked him up. And
pretty
I,
heavy,
I,
eh?
Yeah, so, yeah, just little things like that. Just he's building my future, really. Like, it's part of my... All the events that happen now are what's going to determine what's going to happen. So those events are encouraging. And the fact that he encouraged me so much, I'm just very, very thankful. So we trained on Monday. And then Monday night, he's like... We were with his other friend, Reagan, who's fucking funny as fuck. Reagan Lancaster, the most flashy bastard I know. Like, wears, like, the most outrageous shorts and socks and trainers. Like, he's obviously got... He's doing very well for himself, but he's brilliant. Anyway, they're like, do you want to train tomorrow? So I'm like, yeah, let's go again. So we did back the next day.
Yeah.
So we got 2 days in. And then Wednesday was just, like, an arm day, so it was calm, so I just wanted to chill. Raj, Trish was due on Wednesday. It's not even just due. She actually had a C-section booked in. If the because they had it
right,
so he's training with me like when his wife's about to. I just found it bonkers anyway. So a little bit of arms on Wednesday, so I had 2 days, and it was enough to give me some motivation for this last week. And I do believe, you know, Branch is very supportive. He's like, you can win any show you do, and it's just about getting it right. And that's the only reason, like I say, last night I went to bed a little bit frustrated, because I know that I'm still only really probably presenting like an 85% James, because I'm not the best at peaking, because I prepped myself for the show.
Okay,
so. It's like I'm still learning, and it's hard to kind of know exactly what to do unless you make mistakes.
But I think that that's where you did well, was because you made that decision for
Guy.
I love you. I'm just telling James I love him. I'm proud.
That's awesome. It's good to see you, Guy.
Thank you. Yeah. You're the best.
I think the mistake long term is a huge play, because. Had you done the same thing and not seen drastic movement, you wouldn't, you still don't know. Maybe I should come in drier.
Yeah, then you do it next week and you go drop a place.
For sure, for sure. And that's what bodybuilding is, isn't it?
You're getting data, you know?
Data. That's why, like I said, we've got this little notebook. I physically write in it with my messy, scrubby handwriting. Only I can read. So it's coded.
Yeah.
If anyone ever finds my notebook, they will not be able to use
it. I think it's a physics equation.
Yeah, they literally do.
That's just him writing. What's R? It's rice.
Yeah. So, like you say, it's just information for the drawing board. And I know that I really need to lock it in and do a few shows this year just to finalize those bits. You know, practice those end days.
Well, I had people say they thought it was the best you ever looked. Is that?
I think it was on stage, but I still believe it's an 85% James.
See, right. So, but hey, if you prepped yourself and you're getting these comments, like, and
you
these,
know what to do
yeah,
now.
You're on
to
something.
Prep yourself.
Prep yourself and rep yourself.
And the more you do it, the more you do it, the more frequently it's every time is an opportunity to experiment. You're going to learn from everything this week.
Absolutely.
You're going to take it to, I can't wait to see what happens next.
Yeah, man. And you know, again, and I can't be put off, like, there might be other mistakes made.
Sure. Of course. There will be. There will be.
It is what it is. It's life. But you know what? It only takes nailing it at once to get the look that you wanted, which is the one that goes down in history.
Yeah.
Like, I've always liked this. You know, there's one picture of, like, fucking Dorian in 93 or 95, and you're like, it only took him to get it right. I know he got it right quite a few times.
Yeah.
But if you had only got it right that once and you saw that picture's legendary forever.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's my kind of goal with bodybuilding, is just to be able to really freaking nail it at one show where it's just like, you know what, that one time... Like, that was an undeniable, one of the best physiques displayed.
I remember talking to Jay at a, he came to one of my stores in like 06, and he had pictures from 01. And I was looking at him, I'm just shaking my head. He goes, that picture haunts my life.
What, because it was so freaking good.
And he hadn't matched it yet.
Hadn't betted it yet until 09. Like,
and as good as it always been, it took 8 years to do it again.
That's the thing with bodybuilding, it's crazy. Like, I've had looks that some people... Before this show, I had some looks people preferred back in 2020 than my last win. You know, my last win was 2022 in Italy.
Yep.
Some people, it's their favorite. But then other people, you know, 2 years before the Europa Pro, they're like, that was the best. So, you know, there's a preference side. But, you know, some people might even still prefer 01J to 09J.
Right, yeah,
there is people.
Yeah.
Like, I think I might be one of those.
Right.
I think 09's incredible, don't get me wrong, but... For me, like 01's just so streamlined, and I don't know, there's something about it that's just amazing. But he's done it, and that picture's there forever.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to say. It's like, if I want to find that one picture that I want to put on the wall in the gym, it exists because he turned up.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I know you've got a lot of stuff to do. And a lot of people, maybe you know, you're not going to go see anymore.
I haven't really got nothing planned. I'm not going to lie. I had a really chill day, so I'm just wandering around, saying hello to a few people.
Oh, okay. We felt like we were maybe keeping you.
No, yeah. We've got a rush, have we? What? How long?
The wife knows.
20. I've got about another 15 minutes if you want to catch up for another 15.
Oh, really? Okay.
We're locking down.
Scott, when you sat down, Scott was like, I think he's got 5 minutes.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why it's really good that the show's on a Saturday and a Friday, because then you have the Sunday to do this and catch up with your peers, your friends, your pals. Yep. So, it's great. So I'm happy to sit down, actually. It's really nice.
It's a cool setup, isn't it? And with the headphones on, you don't have to yell.
You guys do it right. Like, anyone that's watching, you have to respect and understand that these guys really do go out of their way to give you something that's very, very high quality, easy listening, great visually, and just like, I watch you guys all the time. Like, I always put on the reaction videos.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, like, I watched, you know, obviously the Blood and Guts one, because we do. I know you've done a Ronnie one recently. You even did one for me, and I was like, sweet, me training with Amph.
Yeah, so,
that was great.
Yeah, that was good.
It's fun. It's some of these memories, and you guys, you know, you just keep it real, and you present bodybuilding for what it is, and that's why I'm always going to have a rapport with you guys, because we all kind of have the same mentality.
I can speak for these guys too, but we just love bodybuilding our whole lives, and I believe all three of us loved it for the right reasons. You know what I mean? And we were all in it for the right reasons, I think, and we all continue to stay in the industry for the right reasons, and that's why we recognize people that we feel are like that, you know what I mean? Truly passionate, like you said, training even if there was no recognition and all that sort of stuff.
Our followers are your fans, because that's who you are too.
Yeah, no, they're the best. So I just want to say thank you to them as well, because again, last night, and actually, you know, the athletes meeting, I think me and Samson were the last two people standing in there.
Right.
We were in there till 9:30, and but it was worth every minute.
So British bodybuilding.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this.
Let's talk about it.
You, like I said, you've always been like one of the greatest representations of what I always sort of, you know, I mean, it all started with Dorian, right? I mean, he set this standard and sort of this mythical sort of, you know, guys training in old castle dungeons with dragons off to the side behind cages, and you know, just this crazy sort of you know, middle age type, you know, like
it was medieval guy, training.
Yeah, medieval time training, like just this you know, and I know that it was built up from all the kind of young Dorian fan. It just kind of got built up over the years, but there is really an underlying culture of that over in England, and I tell people about it. It's real. It's there. You go talk to the guys. You see the shows. You talk to the bodybuilders, and now you and Samson, you know, two of the most popular guys in the world from the UK. Do you talk about representing England together? Does it ever come up? Or you guys have an inside joke about British bodybuilding? Or I don't know.
When we do talk, like, I'm very proud of him.
Yes.
We turned pro the same year.
Oh, yeah.
I actually beat him at the British Nationals.
Right. There you go.
Sorry, Samson. That's a title you'll never have. but we have a great friendship. And obviously, we're rivals. Obviously, he's elevated to being, you know, a very, very successful bodybuilder. But he's always got time for me. I've always got time for him. We caught up this morning. We had a great chat. You know, we discussed everything inside bodybuilding and, you know, the way that it is today. And we got each other's back, and I try and lift him up. He lifts me up. He's a great person. We're very different, obviously, because we don't necessarily train like the same. I think it's like the whole typical, like, you've got Dorian and you've got Flex.
Right.
Yeah. It's like you should train certain ways and it's responsive to your physique. Yeah. I know, for example, like Samson, don't get me wrong, he does train heavy, but he can train a lot more like voluminous than someone like me.
Yeah.
And again, he kind of represents 50% of our nation, the ones that are like him.
Yeah.
And then I represent the other 50, so it's great because we're covering both grounds, and someone can relate to one or the other.
Right.
But then again, the mentality is the same. We're both hungry.
And the nasty physique.
Well, yeah, like, because he's nasty as well. Like,
yeah.
His own, like, he's aesthetic, but he's huge.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a different kind of nasty.
Dude, like, there's many... Nasty, the term nasty, like, yeah, it's broad. Like, what is nasty to you? Like, He's nasty.
It's thickness and it's size and the traps coming on stage.
Yeah, man. Like, I'm standing behind him like when we're about to go on stage, and you look at like the traps hanging and stuff, and you're like, this dude's done his homework. He's working hard. The legs, the sweep,
yeah,
the calves, even, like, you know, you say it, no, typically like a black geezer ain't got big calves, but dude, he's got calves that are like popping like that. So yeah, that's a myth. That's just people being lazy. Yeah. You know what I mean? So like, Samson's incredible. But I'm lucky because the whole UK scene are very supportive. Like Sasan is a very good friend of mine.
Yeah.
Nathan Diasho and I get on really, really well, and I respect him. He was kind of a lot of my motivation coming up, because he was actually junior Mr. Britain 2 years before me.
Yep.
Right.
And then obviously Flex set tone for everybody. You know, he was the first guy to like really come out here and do some damage. So there's plenty of people to draw motivation on from our peers. And now hopefully I'm doing the same for them.
You know, absolutely.
We're stepping up. Sam said it. He said it's so great to see like British bodybuilders actually stepping up and doing these big shows, because there was an absence of it for a long time, especially like in the kind of early 2000s. We had a lot of pros, but no one really done anything.
Yep.
You know, no disrespect, but you had like, I think the only guy that really ever got to the Olympia was Eddie Abu.
Yeah.
Because he got third in like the Iron Man or something.
Yeah.
And then other than that, like, we've had pros, but they haven't really done much. There's some really good ones, like Lee Powell. Lee Powell's incredible.
Yeah.
I know he made it to the Olympia, and John Hodgson. So respect to those. They were two people.
Ernie Taylor.
Ernie Taylor made it. He made 10th as well, I believe, in the Olympia. Yeah. So we have had some. It was just a little bit of a quieter period. So it's nice to have like a resurgence of it. And you know what? Those guys, they're great because they actually do support us. A lot of people shit on the kind of pre-era guys because they think they don't like us guys. But real recognize real.
Yeah.
So it's like, you guys, if they see someone training hard, they do respect it. It's only that certain types of modern bodybuilders they don't really have respect for. So everyone paints them with a brush like, oh, they don't like new school bodybuilders. No, they do. But they like people that train for the reasons that are right, like you said. So that's always going to be the case. It's going to forever in time, people like yourself, like me, the next generation comes after me, I'm going to show a lot of appreciation and respect to those guys because they're keeping alive what we love. And that's what it is. So,
Well, we're going to roll.
Okay.
Now, I'm coming to England next week. We're coming for the UK.
Yep.
We're going to cheer you on. And then when I go back over for FIBO, I
got
to stop in London.
Yep.
And I want to come to the shed.
Yeah, I need you over, so
come
check out the gym.
Yeah, so if we can do an episode at you and JP's gym, I would love that. We'd love to come and hang with you guys. And I look forward to seeing you.
Yeah.
The boss lady's going to take a photo of us while we're on air.
Yeah.
Going to fit us all in.
Awesome.
There you go. Thanks.
Guys, thank you so much.
James
thank
the Shed, Hollingshead.
And remember, get on the gear.
Get on the gear. Everyone loves that line. Okay, thanks, James.
Thanks,
we love having you on. Remember, like, share, subscribe, comment, and
ring the bell.
IamMutant.com. Everyone get on the gear. It's just bodybuilding.
We get a shot all standing together.
Yep.
That'll be the cover.
Thanks, James.
What's up?